This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. I haven't been getting out a whole lot. By out, I mean, you know, away from our home and into the hills or out on some shrubby savanna sloping out of the low hills of the nearby mountains. It's a common complaint of mine, isn't it? I'm not getting out. Oh, shit. I'm sorry. But I do have, listen, I have a trip or two planned, even some camping, so I'm excited about that. Man, I just can't wait. But I should say it's not all that bad being home. I like where I live near the banks of the Ojolote, and an adventurous moment or two can spring up any time at home. Like, I'll be making dinner, and our dog Farley will alert us to a rattlesnake in the yard that surrounds the 1991 Marvelette. A recent evening, it was an extremely large western diamondback rattlesnake, long and thick, this diamondback. I had to use two hands on our snake stick to pick it up. And I know I've told you, I'm sure. I transport them only a few hundred yards away, and I ask them, no, I tell them, you can take your sweet time returning to our little homestead. And you know, if you raise poultry, there's always some adventures to be had in wildlife. Yeah, skunks, gray fox, bobcat. And you'll hear the high-pitched moan of a chicken and the clasp of a predator. And it always seems to happen when you're partially clothed, right? So scantily clad, you race out to the henhouse with a flashlight to investigate the ruckus. And there are some less exciting things around our yard. Like, let me tell you about this. Under a mesquite, along a yard fence line, there is a small population of a very common weed. It was there when we purchased the place, and it hasn't really spread out. That's good news. It's horehound. I've never tried to eradicate it. I suspect that would take some serious digging on my part. And I do find it of some interest. It's a European native. It's Marrubium. That's the genus Marrubium vulgari. Marrubium is the old ancient Latin name for the plant. Vulgari, the specific epithet, means it's common. It's native to Western Asia, Southern Europe, North Africa. Goodness. But introduced, and you'll find it all over. I'm talking all over North America. I read it was brought over, you know, to this continent as a medicinal plant, also for confections. I'm not sure if horehound cough drops are medicinal or a candy, but man, I used to love those things. In Spanish, the plant is Marrubio, and the herbalist Michael Moore said it could be used to make a cough syrup, also a tea to help prevent asthma attacks. Whenever I see it, it's always in some place of human habitation, an old hammered corral or someplace like that. It's in the mint family. Let's see, Lamiaceae, the common name horehound. Think hoary, like H-O-A-R-Y, hoary, as in the grayish, whitish, dense, hairy leaves and stems, like those of Marrubium. That's right. I'm not sure why it's a hound. And let's see, what else? Oh, it ranges in Arizona. It ranges from 100 feet to 8,500 feet in elevation. Oh, my gosh. So time for us to all make some cough syrup. Oh, I know what I was going to tell you. What else is happening now? I'm finding all these little new burrows, these new holes around our place, usually under a mesquite or a yucca, small holes, not a mound, not a lot of displaced dirt at the entrance. We have a small population of spotted ground squirrels. They don't seem to be causing a problem, and they're pretty shy, so you rarely see them. I think of them as our grassland version of the round-tailed ground squirrel of the Sonoran Desert, though I don't remember them as being very shy. But anyway, before I left college, left meaning dropped out, I took a mammalogy course in college, a favorite course, and I learned this squirrel as Spermophilus spilosima. If you say it like this, spermophilus, you can hear spermoseed phylus loving. The specific epithet spilos, Greek for spots, the white spots on its tan, furry back. Those doggone Latinized names, I'll never get them right. Anyway, that said, this cute little shy spotted ground squirrel is now, speaking of Latin names, now Xerospermophilus. Yes, Xerospermophilus, X-E-R-O, dry, is now a dry seed-loving spotted rodent. I added the rodent. Anyway, let me just start again. Dry seed-loving spotted ground squirrel. Yeah. It's an interesting addition to the Muscogee homestead. It really is. A shy little rodent to observe at home while planning camping trips out into the borderlands. The desert is beautiful, my friends. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Muscogee, and this has been Growing Native.